Day 3. A Hidden Glory. Romans chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 says, "Concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord." The gospel is good news about Jesus Christ. Paul tells us that Jesus was the expected one the prophets had foretold, the one the law and the prophets bore witness to. See Romans chapter 3, verse 21, and chapter 16, verse 26. He was Messiah, David's son, who would reign eternally from his throne. For hundreds of years, the nation of Israel had been awaiting the Messiah's coming, but many failed to recognize him when he finally arrived. Why? Because his glory was hidden in weakness and humility. He didn't look much like a king. Where were his royal robes? Where was his bejeweled scepter? No one heard his voice in the street demanding allegiance. See Matthew chapter 12, verse 19. If he was Israel's king, why wasn't he crushing her enemies under his boot instead of healing the enemy's servants? See Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. Paul describes Jesus' humiliation in Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. "Though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men." Where was his glory? It was hidden in weakness and humiliation, in questionable ancestry, in poverty and insignificance. Yes, Jesus was the son of David, but not in the way you would expect. He was descended from David according to the flesh, not according to good breeding, not according to sterling reputation or great political power, but according to the flesh. Think of that. Paul's first description of Jesus wasn't that he is the Son of God in power, but rather that he descended from David according to the flesh.